Good afternoon. This is Bob Kruger with this month's edition of Thought for Food. This program's heard on the third Wednesday of the month at 4 p.m. and repeated on the third Saturday of the month at 3 p.m. It's intended for a blind and print-impaired audience, but hopefully be of interest to everyone. Days to Remember in March begin with the Star-Spangled Banner being made our national anthem by an act of Congress in 1931. I'd have thought it had been sooner. We began a season of daylight saving time on the 10th. The Girl Scouts of America celebrate their birthday on the 12th, followed by St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. Spring begins on the 20th, but I expect that many spring blossoms have already appeared. The 24th is Palm Sunday. The 25th is National Medal of Honor Day. The 29th is both Good Friday and National Vietnam Veterans Day. We end the month on the 31st, which is Easter Sunday. On a personal note, March is the birthday of several members of my family. My mother was born on the 2nd. My wife's birthday is the 3rd. The 9th is the birthday of a brother-in-law and a brother, 1 year apart. And two of my brothers were born in March, as was one of my son-in-laws. Last month, we learned that the news in that Raleigh is to get a new Trader Joe's grocery store. In plans confirmed to the News and Observer, public relations manager Nakia Rode said a new store will be opened in Raleigh but did not share where or when. Triangle Business Journal first reported the plan, saying the store may open in the Brennan Station Shopping Center in North Raleigh. Brennan Station Shopping Center on Creedmoor Road in North Raleigh is owned by Kimco Realty. Trader Joe's plans to occupy a 14,679-square-foot spot in the center, which originally held an O2 fitness gym. The Triangle Business Journal reported in the same shopping center you'll find a Five Guys, a Margaris French restaurant, and a Briggs Diner. A Harris Teeter grocery store is located in the shopping center across from Brennan Station. And what do we know about Trader Joe's? Let's ask a few questions to see what we find. How many Trader Joe's grocery stores are there in North Carolina? This new location will be the 5th in the Triangle. There's one location each in Raleigh, Cary, Morrisville, Chapel Hill. And across the state, there are 5 more sites in Asheville, Charlotte, Wilmington, Winston-Salem, and Greensboro. Because Trader Joe's is a good company to work for. Forbes magazine says so, naming the California-based company the best employer in North Carolina. Forbes partnered with a research firm to make this determination, surveying employees and asking if they would recommend their employer to a friend or family, and how they feel about working conditions, compensation packages, diversity, and potential for development at their companies. Trader Joe's starts employees at $14 an hour. Spokesperson Rhodes said the company offers a retirement plan, health care, paid time off, flexible scheduling, opportunities for growth, and a 20% store discount. As yet, the new Raleigh location is not hiring anyone. It would seem that all we talk about on this program is food, when most of us never get anywhere near some of the outstanding places we mention, myself included. Yet we learn that 6 of the world's most outstanding places to eat are located in North Carolina. They are Heron's Restaurant in Cary, the Farringdon House Restaurant in Pittsboro, the Dining Room at Inn on Biltmore Estate in Asheville, Gallery Restaurant in Charlotte, Fairview Dining Room in Durham, and Madison's Restaurant and Wine Garden in Highlands, North Carolina. The food designations were chosen after Forbes Travel Guide sent teams to restaurants, hotels, spas, and cruise ships all around the world. Each place received scores across a great number of categories. Our anonymous professional inspectors evaluate based especially on exceptional service. Congratulations to the 6 from North Carolina. We've often been told we should drink more water for many health benefits. Do we or do we drink one of the so-called energy drinks? On beverage levels, energy is a code word for caffeine. The stimulant can make you feel more alert, says Tracy Brigman, a registered nutritional nurse, a clinical nutrition associate professor at the University of Georgia. For healthy adults, sipping on an energy drink in place of coffee and tea is probably fine, she says, but you have to consider caffeine in everything you consume. Energy drinks typically have from 70 to 200 milligrams of caffeine in 12 ounces. An 8-ounce coffee, cup of coffee has from 80 to 100. That's because too much, the Food and Drug Administration considers 400 milligrams of caffeine a day an acceptable amount for most adults. For some adults, this amount can have negative results. In a 2021 review of 32 studies, nearly 25% of the adults who consumed energy drinks said they experienced insomnia, and nearly 30% reported jitteriness, restlessness, or shaky hands. But the makers of some energy drinks, such as Aspire, Celsius, and Clean, suggest that where the caffeine comes from makes a difference. They say ingredients that naturally contain caffeine, such as green tea, guarana seed, and yerba mate, are superior to synthetic that's been added. For example, the label on Aspire with 30 milligrams of caffeine from guarana seed and green tea says it has healthy energy and natural caffeine and claims no jitters, no crash on its website. But there's no chemical difference between natural caffeine and caffeine extracted in a lab. Some beverages also contain other supposed energy boosters such as B vitamins and chromium. These do help your body use carbohydrates from foods for energy, but they don't give the immediate pep you may be seeking. Plus, you can get what you need from them with a healthy diet. While ingredients like L-carnitine and L-theanine may burn a few extra calories, one or two energy drinks a day aren't going to help you lose weight, especially if they have added sugars. Most drinks will hydrate you, but the promise of sports beverages is that they contain electrolytes, minerals like potassium, calcium, and sodium, and other nutrients that hydrate you faster and perhaps better. Gatorade's labels claim rapid hydration, for example, and Liquid IV says it's more effective hydration than water alone on its website. Electrolytes, which can be lost in sweat, make muscles, including your heart, contract and help water and fluids get absorbed properly into your cells, said Jason Makowski, a registered dietitian, a sports dietitian and exercise psychologist at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. But water is just as hydrating and speed usually doesn't matter, he says. These drinks may have a lot of added sugars and sodium. Gatorade, for example, has 21 grams of added sugar and 160 grams of sodium in 12 ounces. The American Heart Association's limit for women is 26 grams or less a day, and 2,300 milligrams is a sodium daily value. Most people can get enough electrolytes from food, and we're saying that we're closing our Durham office. Farstar, we're sad to say we're closing our Durham location effective February 11th. Five Star posted on social media. While we had high hopes for our expansion, we haven't been able to operate our business in a way that consistently produces a product that meets our standards. Our partners at the American Tobacco have been incredible, and we want to thank them and the Durham community for their support. Five Star, first opened in Raleigh in 2000, is known for a modern Chinese menu with steamed dumplings, noodles, and rice dishes. The Durham Five Star opened in 2023, moving into a space of the former Cuban Revolution restaurant. The district is among Durham's best-known spots, bringing thousands of visitors to Durham Bulls home games and to shows at the Durham Performing Arts Center, known as DPAC, but outside of those events and work hours, the campus can be slow compared to the heart of downtown Durham. Inflation has changed the way many people shop. Now those changes in consumer habits are helping bring down inflation. Fed up with high prices that remain about 19% on average above where they were before the pandemic, consumers are fighting back, and grocery stores are shifting away from name brands to store brands, so we call them private labels, switching to discount stores or simply buying fewer items like snacks or gourmet food. More Americans are buying used cars rather than new, forcing some auto dealers to provide discounts on new cars again. But the growing consumer pushback to what critics condemn as price gouging has been most evident with food and consumer goods like paper napkins and towels. In recent months, consumer resistance has led large food companies to respond by sharply slowing their price increases from the peaks of the last 3 years. That doesn't mean grocery prices will fall back to where they were a few years ago, though some items, including eggs, apples, and milk prices, are below their peaks. But the milder increases in food prices should further cool overall inflation, which is down sharply from a peak of 9.1% in 2022 to 3.1%. Public frustration with prices has become a central issue in President Joe Biden's bid for re-election. Polls show that despite the dramatic decline in inflation, many consumers are unhappy that prices remain so high, much higher than they were before inflation began rising rapidly in 2021. Consumer pushback against high prices suggests to many economists that inflation should further ease. That would make an exception if you've exercised longer than an hour and you spent a lot on a hot summer day, you may want to sip on an electrolyte drink. If you have diarrhea or have vomited, that can deplete your electrolytes. In addition to sports drinks, a number of beverages offer blends of various nutrients, sometimes with electrolytes. Vitamin Water calls itself a nutrient-enhanced water beverage, while Bai claims to be an antioxidant infusion. Having nutrients like these in drinks probably isn't going to give you any real benefit, said Consumer Reports Amy Keating, a registered dietitian. In some cases, you aren't getting very much out of them. For example, Bai Empanella pomegranate has just 15% of the daily value for vitamin C. You get far more from a cup of strawberries, she says. The report came from the current issue of Consumer Reports magazine. We often report on new eating places in the Triangle, but not everyone is successful. The last location of the popular Puerto Rican restaurant closed their doors in January. Tropical Pick and Chicken closed its Wake Forest Road location just after the first of the year, ending a 15-year run in the Triangle. The restaurant was founded in 2009 by Randy Hernandez, who started Tropical Pick and Chicken in Wake Forest, serving a menu of Latin American dishes, including mofongo, jerk chicken, and rotisserie-style portobello brasa. Mr. Hernandez was co-founder or co-owner of Triangle Restaurants, Red Monkey, Empanita Factory, and Lee Sean Latin Barbecue Joint. He recently sold his interest in these restaurants to start a construction company. Tropical Pick and Chicken expanded with a sister restaurant called Latin Quarters in 2013, which focused more on Puerto Rican dishes, then added a second location in Raleigh at 404 East Six Forks Road at the corner of Six Forks and Wake Forest Drive. Mr. Hernandez sold the Tropical Pick and Chicken in 2018 to Ajaria Aldaya, and the original Wake Forest location had become the Empanita Factory. The Wake Forest Tropical Pick and Chicken closed in 2022. After a little more than a year in business, one of the newest restaurants, Durham Tobacco Campus, has closed. The popular Raleigh restaurant, Five Star, made the move to Durham last year with a new location at the American Tobacco Center, representing a rare instance of a Raleigh restaurant moving to Durham. The Durham Five Star announced the closing on Instagram, saying that Sunday, February the 11th, was the last day of service. We're sad to say we're closing our Durham location office. February 11th, Five Star posted on its social media. And while we had high hopes for our expansion, we haven't been able to operate our business in a way that consistently produces a product that meets our standards. Our partners at ATC have been incredible, and we want to thank them and the Durham community for their support. Five Star first opened in Raleigh in 2000, is known for a modern Chinese menu with steamed dumplings, noodles, and rice dishes. The Durham Five Star opened in 2023, moving into space of the former Cuban Revolution restaurant. The district is among Durham's best-known spots, bringing thousands of visitors to Durham Bulls home games and to shows at the Durham Performing Arts Centers, known as DPAC. But outside of those events and work hours, the campus can be slow to the heart of downtown Durham. Inflation has changed the way many Americans shop. Now those changes in consumer habits are being helped bring down inflation. Fed up with high prices that remain about 19% on average above where they were before the pandemic, consumers are fighting back, and grocery stores are shipping away from name brands to store brands, we call them private labels, switching to discount stores or simply buying fewer, like snacks or gourmet food. More Americans are buying used cars rather than new, forcing some auto dealers to provide discounts on new cars again. But the growing consumer pushback to what critics condemn as price gouging has been most evident with food and consumer goods like paper, napkins, and towels. In recent months, consumer resistance has led large food companies to respond by sharply slowing their price increases from the peaks of the past 3 years. That doesn't mean grocery prices will fall back to where they were a few years ago, though some items, including eggs, apples, and milk prices, are below their peaks. But the milder increases in food prices should further cool overall inflation, which is down sharply from the peak of 9.1% in 2022 to 3.1%. Public frustration with prices has become a central issue in President Joe Biden's bid for re-election. Polls show that despite dramatic decline in inflation, many consumers are unhappy with prices remaining so much higher than they were before inflation began rising rapidly in 2021. Consumer pushback against high prices suggests to many economists that inflation should further ease. That would make this bout of inflation markedly different from the debilitating spikes in the 1970s and early 1980s, which took longer to overcome. While high inflation persists, consumers often develop an inflationary psychology. Ever-rising prices lead them to speed up their purchases before it costs more, a trend that can itself perpetuate inflation. Here we are, 3 months after New Year's Day. Did you, like myself, make any resolutions about trying to eat a healthier diet? How are you doing? Switching from an unhealthy diet and little or no exercise can be daunting. In this expert alert, Juan Cardenas Rosales, MD, an internal medical physician and medical director of the International Medical Practice at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, shares some small steps and one big one that can lead to a heart healthier life. Taking the first step can be difficult, whether trying to eat a nutritious diet, exercise more, or both, Dr. Cardenas says. That is in part because people often set high expectations for themselves and try to reach them immediately rather than approaching it as a process. It's better to make these changes little by little and stay consistent than try to make a sudden change that's difficult to maintain, he explains. For example, don't start exercising 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week, but start with 10 minutes every third day. Also adjust your diet and each day lower your sugar intake, your salt, and so on, little by little. Start with small steps, but keep moving forward. Dr. Carnitas recommends gradually substituting healthier choices into your diet, such as fish, chicken, fruit, vegetables, legumes, and whole grains. Drinking a lot of water is also important. At least 2 quarts a day, and staying away from processed food that are very high in certain types of harmful fats like trans fats, Dr. Cardenas says. One of the hardest moves to make can be skipping favorite foods that are now known to be unhealthy, but have been part of a family meal for generations, he adds. Many times in our culture and tradition, this type of diet's been followed for many years, and it's what we often taught by our relatives, our grandmothers, our parents, but many times that doesn't mean that it's healthy for us, Dr. Carnitas says. If we know that is something that's harmful to our health, we should try to choose a healthier option. Working toward adequate sleep, at least 7 hours a night, is also important for heart health. It reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease and serious conditions such as hypertension, high blood pressure, in other words, and high cholesterol, that are also risk factors for heart disease. By having a good sleep, we can also allow our body to recover and be ready to continue the next day, he explained. It also has been shown that many times not sleeping well can lead to chronic stress. There's one big change that Dr. Cardenas recommends without making immediately. Stop smoking and avoid secondhand smoke from other people's smoke. The moment one stops smoking, the risk of cardiovascular disease decreases, he says. Research has shown that after 1 year of completely quit smoking, the cardiovascular risk falls in half that of a person who smokes. Before starting an exercise program, it's a good idea to talk with your health care team to ensure a safe approach, the doctor advises. It's also good practice to schedule online checkups so your health team can screen for heart distress and risk factors such as diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol. This story came from the Mayo Clinic News Network. My suggestion really addresses me. I do not drink enough water. The question is, what am I going to do about it? There are a few things more universally enjoyed than ice cream. Sharing of this year of your favorite flavor or standing outside your neighborhood ice cream parlor on a hot sunny day connects people from all walks of life. Community and love were the foundation of Two Roosters Ice Cream, and this summer, the Raleigh-based parlor is opening its sixth location in Cary's Waverly Place Shopping Center next to Enrico Italian Bistro. Owner Jared Plummer, a Triangle native, says people have been waiting for the parlor to expand to western Wake County. He hopes to open the store in June. The community-driven business began on wheels in 2015 before opening its first shop in 2017 on Triangle's Lead Mine Road. The Cary location will be similar to the 5 locations Two Roosters already has, Raleigh, Durham, and Wake Forest. The Cary location will be similar to the other 5. The parlor is known for its 11 unique forever flavors like blackberry hibiscus, sea salt chip, cookie dough, and strawberry and honey, along with its non-dairy and other options. Mr. Plummer's love for ice cream and inspiration for the parlor name started on his grandmother's front porch, where 2 black rooster fixtures hung on the door. As kids, we would make homemade ice cream on the porch with the old rock salt machine, and it's a wonderful opportunity to tell the story. Community is the heartbeat of our identity. We want to be the meeting places that people can make memories and spend time as family units. Two Roosters seeks customer input for ideas and introduces new flavors each month. Some have been inspired by local bakers, artists, and musicians. Two Roosters continues to operate its ice cream truck for weddings in the Triangle area, in addition to serving ice cream at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. They recently became a vendor at the PNC Arena for Carolina Hurricanes hockey games and other events. I have no intention of taking Two Roosters National. We get solicitations, but my family, we live here, work, and play in the Triangle, and it's our home. I want it to be something special that folks that live, work, and play here can only get here and contribute to our local identity. I say we are Triangle famous. Who doesn't like ice cream? In the past few years, North Carolina has grown in population, and result is the 10th largest state in the country. Along with the increase in population comes companies that want to have a presence in our state. One such company is Texas-based Whataburger. That name is spelled in one word, no spaces between the words. For years, there have been signals and signs, but North Carolina is still waiting on its first Whataburger. It appeared that's only a matter of time. The beloved Texas burger brand is quietly planning to expand into at least three North Carolina cities. The first flicker of a Whataburger popped up in January 2021 when it created their corporate filings. Since then, Whataburger has submitted plans for restaurants in Charlotte, Greensboro, and Fayetteville. A later story tells us they have plans for locations in Raleigh, Durham, and Cary. They provide no information as to when that might be open. Most of us already have a favorite burger joint that we frequent often, but it's hard not to be just a little burger curious about brands like In-N-Out, Jack in the Box, and Whataburger. Now it seems that a North Carolina Whataburger is coming, becoming a reality. And here's a bit of Whataburger information. They were founded in 1950, and today there are nearly 1,000 locations, the majority in Texas. The closest Whataburger to the Triangle is nearly 5 hours away in Commerce, Georgia, an hour northeast of Atlanta. Most locations stay open 24 hours a day, serving a platter of thin patty burgers on seedless buns, party melts on Texas toast, chicken sandwiches, and wings. The Carolinas look to be a part of the brand's current expansion plans. So far, there are plans for 5 Whataburgers across the state. Planning documents for the Whataburger locations have been submitted for 2 restaurants in Charlotte, 2 in Greensboro, and 1 in Fayetteville. And we are told that the Fayetteville outlet won't be the first one, which is instead expected to be the greater Charlotte area. Last year, Whataburger executives told Charleston, South Carolina newspaper, the Post and Courier, that Raleigh and Charlotte could see locations open in 2025, plus more in South Carolina. One day, North Carolina will get its first Whataburger, but it already has a history with Whataburger, a totally unrelated burger franchise. This decades-old drive-in-style burger chain once numbered more than a dozen, according to an article in our state magazine, but only 6 remain today, all in and around Charlotte. A Florida... We've run out of time for today's episode of Thought for Food. Be sure to listen next time. This is Bob Kruger reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. If you have any questions or comments, we want both. Please call us at 919-832-5138.